This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, military horses plus car stories and wrong body is discussed. It's coming up in just a minute.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian-approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes, so you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast. To get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
Said the boogie, sit up, jump the boogie, say cowboy, with the top laid back and the sunshine shining, sipping on gin and juice. Like it's hot, drop, drop it like it's hot, drop, 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 drop it. Turn it up, Dusty. Shoot, what the dude do now? Turn it up, Dusty. Don't go chasing waterfalls. Listen to the rivers and the streams that you're you. Turn it up, stop! If you don't hit them cymbals, I'll turn them into frisbees, dickface.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
We have a palate cleanser coming.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about,
Tom? What could that be?
Oh, of course.
Sexy man with a deep voice.
Here we go.
Here he is with his joke of the day.
We do a lot of stories about exaggerated big body parts and the kid with the big mouth. Yesterday, Willie, we had a story about a guy in England who had the really long
male member.
You ever wonder why a nose can't grow to 12 inches?
Why?
Then it would be a foot.
That was Ace Cutler's joke of the day. Mm-hmm.
See, that's very funny. Thank you, Ace.
Noses and feet have a lot in common.
Yeah, they can both smell. Well, no, wait.
Yeah, they can both smell. They can both run.
Oh, what is it if your feet smell and your nose runs, you're upside down? Isn't that the old...
What?
Yeah.
You get a nose job and a foot job?
You can, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Pat.
I bet you've never had the pleasant experience of giving or receiving a foot job, have you?
I'm a gentleman. I don't want to... First of all...
I don't have a foot fetish, but a FJ's not bad. It's a lot of smooth, soft surface area.
Who mm-hmm. told you were a gentleman?
A gentleman just presumes such a thing.
Oh!
Is that right?
Yes,
all right.
Yes, of course, yes. I am a so-called foot job, really.
You'll like it. You'd like it.
Freshly pedicured FJ's.
Very popular.
We'll get you there.
Are you going to get athletes?
Not if it's freshly
junk?
Pedicured. Okay, okay.
I do like the idea because, Dad, you always forget terms. One time you called an air fryer a wind cooker.
Yeah.
I like the idea of you going to get your nails done. I need to get one of those foot jobs, please and thank you.
That could easily
I bet somebody said it.
Oh, I'm
and
sure.
But I bet it, knowing the place I go to, you probably could get one.
A seedier establishment.
You're not making some wild generalization and an assumption,
yes, he
are
is.
You?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Christy, what do you got?
Londoners witnessed an unnerving sight after several escaped military horses ran amok through the city streets.
Yes.
The commotion erupted during routine exercises near Buckingham Palace, where the horses from the Household Cavalry got spooked by a noise from a nearby construction site. Five of the seven horses ran off, and four soldiers were thrown off their mounts.
Get out of here.
Three of them were hospitalized with injuries. The horses ran through main roads in central London and crashed into several vehicles before they were captured and taken back to the barracks for medical tests.
Have you seen this video? It's great. Yeah.
Is it chaos?
Yeah.
Man.
Well, there's people just kind of walking around. All of a sudden, they look up. There's a horse running wild.
Come on.
Right next to that Austin Mini.
The thing that got me was...
I guess you're going to play a song.
I saw a horse with a saddle on its back. And his mane was perfect. Horses of London. Everyone. Horses of London.
Back to your comedy.
Way a little joke.
It was cool. That's why they call it Piccadilly Circus. Because they got the horses.
What struck you so odd is it?
Well, they're military horses. They were spooked by a noise.
Yeah, I did. That is Jesse Mod.
Yeah.
If they probably haven't been near the war for a while.
Yeah.
They're used to shelling, I guess, or at least war games, I would think, right? Yeah.
Remember, did you see that World War One movie that was so powerful? All Quiet on the Western Front.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of dead horses.
Yeah.
That was rough.
It was a good movie.
I think they just, I can't imagine they could have run the disclaimer that no horses were harmed during the filming of this movie. Maybe they just, let it go. Didn't mention it.
Oh, I see. Yeah. You can tell, by the way, if you saw the video of these horses running through the streets of London the other day, you could tell which one was the American horse.
Oh, really? How so?
Galloping on the right side of the street.
Oh, boy. They never, yeah. Will those silly tourists learn?
Saw it to come.
Look both ways.
Saw it to come.
Danish police say a routine traffic stop turned into a standoff when a driver locked her car and refused to speak to the police officer who'd pulled her over. The unnamed 26-year-old driver was pulled over near the town of, I don't speak Danish, K-O-E-G-E.
Kroger.
It's not Kroger.
Yeah, it's Kroger. They have, the savings never stop. Yeah.
Probably Kroeg for not wearing a seatbelt and talking on a cell phone while driving. Police also noted the car's tires were worn out, there was no rear window, and her insurance had expired.
Ace.
Ace has insurance.
The rear window thing.
Oh, no, I know.
It's a side window.
The woman locked herself in her vehicle, prompting officers to call a mechanic to get her out. Couldn't they just pull her through the back window? She was then detained and taken to a hospital for a blood test.
She
may have been intoxicated.
What do you do when that happens?
What do you mean, what do you do?
A person just rolls up the windows and just sits there.
Call a mechanic, apparently.
Yeah. Apparently.
Okay.
Have them come tow you, right?
Isn't that resisting arrest, I would think?
You'd think so at some point.
Yeah.
Do they leave her in the car and tow it?
I've always wanted that to happen, but the tow drivers, they won't do it.
They won't let you.
Let me ride in the car.
Really?
Seems fun.
That'd be sweet.
At an angle.
Just FaceTime people. Hey, what's going on? Right in front of the steering wheel. You can say, I'm just going for a drive. Yeah. No big deal.
Does this happen to you often that you need to have your car towed?
Yes, I only drive clunkers. Every day's an adventure.
I didn't know until recently when you're watching a movie and the person's driving. And ever notice, sometimes you're thinking, you know, that person hasn't looked at the road in the last minute and a half of dialogue.
Oh, that's poor acting, yeah.
And then you realize, you see that, I finally saw the thing where they have the cars on a really low trailer.
Well, yeah, they're often just being towed.
And
they're
driving them around. Yeah. So the people
didn't think they were really driving,
sure.
Did you?
I mean, sometimes they are. Most of the time, they're being towed.
Most of the time, they're not.
Yeah. Movie studios aren't as irresponsible as you.
Yeah. Okay. But, yeah, there have to be a million outtakes of the person who's allegedly driving. Hey, look, no hands.
A man of you can drive right now with no hands if you have the right system.
Usually.
Yeah. A man in Florida says a car thief returned his mother's stolen ashes, but kept the car. Larry Carter Jr. told WFLA.
La, 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 la.
Someone broke the passenger window of his vehicle, a 2023 limited edition Dodge Charger SRT Hellcat in that beautiful red-eyed jailbreak paint scheme. It's really pretty. It was stolen in the middle of the night. He believes the perpetrator rolled the car out of the neighborhood before driving it off. The car, which had tributes to his late mother emblazoned on it, also contained some of her ashes in the cup holder. Yeah, this was a custom vehicle.
So,
though the car was gone, Mr. Carter later found his mother's remains hanging out of his mailbox. Police are still investigating the theft.
Why?
He saw the car.
Why does he have the ashes in the car?
Kidding.
Yeah, he just made an ash of himself.
It's kind of sweet. It's like your mom is still with you in the car all the time.
Yeah, and
that
car was
psychotic.
The car had.
It's better than
I know
ever.
The car had that, probably had that rear window tribute thing.
Yeah, maybe he wanted mom with him all the time.
Well, that's odd, sir.
Well,
get
some
over
of
it.
Those are involved,
yes,
opulent.
Beautiful.
Okay, that wouldn't be a word I'd use, but yeah, you could refer to it as beautiful.
The rear window thing?
Yeah. Yeah, the whole paint scheme and
hey, grief however you need
tribute.
To, but
how would the guy know that, how would they know that they were the guy's mom's ashes and he'd go all the way back to stick them in the mail? He must have known the guy.
They might have been in a special container.
You find an urn with that. You don't need to know who it is.
Here you go. Test it out first. You figure out it's not drugs. You take it back to the guy. Yeah. We don't need this.
I'd return everything. I'd assume the car was haunted.
The most popular urn is the Grecian urn.
Oh, yeah. What's a Grecian urn?
About $12 an hour.
Oh, it's like the Henway.
How much are you owed?
How much is a Henway?
About 13 pounds.
You missed the ode to a Grecian urn, Joe.
Isn't this better than having the actual body, dragging it around?
Now that's love.
Yeah, instead of just, at least
was it in the cup holder?
Said it was in the cup holder, so it would have been a smaller vessel.
Why didn't you put it in the ashtray
or the love compartment?
Do contemporary vehicles have ashtrays?
No.
Therefore, your joke is invalid.
Actually, mine has a lighter, but it's a faux lighter. Really? I don't
what's
know what's it faux.
You use it
to light a vape. It's a plastic doodad. It's not
like
a lighter,
knob?
But
that's for your phone charger.
It goes right it goes right in the hole.
12-volt.
But I don't have a phone charger like that.
Well, if you had one, you could put it in there.
It charges on a tray in my car.
Right, but what chick is saying? Why the fake lighter plug?
So you don't put your thumb in there and get yourself electrocuted.
Well, is it an option? Do you think that you could still get a lighter on that car?
I don't know.
I'm the only person being nice to you in the room.
Really hostile.
Only person.
Really
she's
hostile.
Actually trying to convert.
You've been verbally attacked by 7 people in this room in the last half hour.
Shut up. Can I ask a question? Yes, go ahead.
Are you asking, is there an option for an ashtray or an option for a lighter?
A lighter.
Christy really got astray there.
That'd be really interesting if you could get an ashtray.
I don't know.
That'd be kind of the weird thing Elon Musk would do. Lots of contemporary technology and an ashtray just because.
It'd be a bad for resale.
Isn't it odd you think that people, there are people that believe that their cars don't smell like cigarettes after they smoked inside them.
Yes.
I can always smell.
Always.
For my car always reeked. And yesterday I saw all these people smoking cigarettes in their cars. And I was like, look at those idiots. But I was like, what lucky idiots they are. They're having so much fun, not a worry in the world.
Ever get an Uber that smells like ass?
No.
Yeah. I have.
Are they smoking ass in there?
No, they were eating.
I think they were. Is he smoking ass in here?
I think they were eating.
I'd like to hear more about smoking ass.
eating that rat soup.
A family in Canada.
She's got a smoking ass.
Got a smoking ass.
It's a smoke show, Pat. What would you do with that, Pat?
I'd smoke it.
Can I puff on that butt?
It's in the butt.
You think she'd take her teeth out for you, Pat?
One of these days you'll learn to quit telling us
stories. Let me ask you a question. What was Chick talking about?
That's coming.
So this guy's got this really expensive car. Some guy steals it and then puts the ashes back in his mailbox. This person had to know him or something.
He might have. We might have known him.
It's a courtesy. You're doing a bad thing, but you're doing a good thing. One time I lost my wallet. The guy stole the wallet. He stole all the cash, but he sent back my credit cards and my ID. I thought that was kind of nice, even though a bad thing happened. Does that make sense?
No.
You're a criminal. You're a dirtbag, but you're not unethical.
You have your own code.
Yeah.
I see. Yeah.
So he just wanted the car. Basically.
So that thief's mom raised him right.
Yes.
A lot of people say, hey, look, I'll tell you what. You can have the ashes. Give me my car back.
Yeah. No, they wouldn't do that.
I would.
A family in Canada say they received the wrong body after their father died while vacationing in Cuba. Mrs. Miriam Jajour said she was swimming with her 68-year-old father, Faraj, in the ocean near Varadero last month when he suddenly had a heart attack and passed away. His body was eventually taken away to Havana. Mrs. Jajour said she followed the Canadian consulate's directions and paid over $7,000 to have her father's body returned to Quebec. However, the casket that arrived late last week contained the body of a Russian man.
Mrs. Jajour said
the stranger's body had been sent to his country, but she and her family do not know where her father is. She's been trying to get answers from the government officials and to date has not heard.
Well, you know what? If you're going to have to deal with the government, at least it's straight shooters like Cuba and Russia. I'm sure nothing bad will happen here.
Yeah, wouldn't you think that her dad would have gone to Russia? Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah.
Wow, how weird.
Yeah.
Were the cigars any good?
I don't know.
They must have been.
Isn't that the tradition? They packed some cigars. You think you're Havana a bad day?
Wow.
So, do they have to go there for the unveiling?
For the unveiling of the person?
Hey, your package arrived.
Oh, yes.
You go to the morgue and say...
No, they probably...
Well, let's make sure it's dad.
Did you just call identifying a body unveiling the person?
Yeah, it's like one of those gender reveal parties.
What the hell?
They play the Cuban national anthem and then, not dad. Play the Russian music.
Good Lord.
I'll teach you to travel to Cuba.
I am not...
That had nothing to do with the waters of Cuba.
That'll teach you to travel to Cuba.
Diplomacy didn't make this man have a heart attack.
Well, I mean, wouldn't you just bury him in Cuba, for God's sake?
They're not from Cuba.
They're
from Canada.
Well, so what? The guy's going to wake up.
I'd think about it as soon as they told me it'll be $7,000 to ship him.
Yeah, I might be staying here. Yeah, you know what?
Yeah.
You're on the beach. I bet in Cuba they don't really just let anybody be buried there.
Well, then they don't have to know.
Well, leave him there. It's their problem. They're going to send him COD.
I've been in Cuba. They just kick him into a ditch. The place is an asshole, isn't it?
Hey.
I mean, shark food, whatever.
Yeah.
He's gone.
Some compassion for these people.
Well, sure. The guy's dead. What's the difference?
What's another body on the side of the road?
Yeah.
Leave him on the beach under a towel.
Oh, God.
All right.
I'm just asking. I don't know.
Those anti-communism classes they gave you in fifth grade stuck, didn't they?
Yeah. Well, if we're going to talk about gravestones, Michigan police are trying to find whoever keeps defecating on headstones at a cemetery.
Boy, that is really something.
The Detroit Free Press reports there have been repeated incidents at the Northview Cemetery in Dearborn, prompting police to respond at least seven times since February. A source told the newspaper that the pooper always acts under the cover of darkness. Well, of course, that's be respectful. Spokeswoman Katie Doyle said the serial pooper does not go at the same location each time, right, either.
So it's not like a revenge thing, mm-hmm, or some sort of, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Dearborn Police Department has no viable leads, but they are working to identify the perp. By the way, the gravesite of actor George Peppard, who starred with Audrey Hepburn in Breakfast at Tiffany's, has been spared at this particular cemetery.
And please, so if we're talking Peppard, we're talking A team, all right?
In this case, it's the S team. What kind of sicko? That is a really odd thing to be doing.
Crapping on graves?
Odd. That's what this guy needs to do. That's what gets him going.
Yeah.
It's not for me, but I'm glad that he's out there having fun.
How do you get that?
So wait a minute. So you're mad because I say bury the Canadian guy in Cuba, but it's okay to go deuce on somebody's grave?
Look, I don't have integrity. I forgot what we were talking about. It's trying to be interesting. Things got boring in here. I've heard the break.
Walking a mile to piss on your grave. I've never heard the other.
Yeah. Well, it was all crowd on this one.
Oh, yeah, but so will they set up those cameras and, you know, like they get for wild beasts in the forest? You know, they say.
Oh, sure, yeah, the hunting cams.
Put up a deer cam or something?
Yeah, you know, the ones they.
You know, they get for wild beasts in the forest.
Deer departed cams.
You know, and I would go for the unveiling of the body. And then. What the hell's wrong with you?
Okay.
The unveiled. Attention.
Yeah, it's not a new iPhone. It's a dead dad.
And also, I mean, if the body had been in Cuba, I assume it was probably pretty ripe.
Speaking of you not being able to talk.
Sure they have a morgue in Cuba.
I doubt if it's air conditioned.
Dear Tom.
They soak them in rum.
My name is Adam.
Hi, Adam.
I'm listening to your program. I was hearing you guys discuss Tomisms and how Tom don't know words. Mm-hmm. I was outside with my wife and I was putting up outdoor decor.
Oh, yes.
I couldn't remember the name for wind chimes and I asked my wife, where should I put these air pianos?
That's very good.
This is my favorite letter of the year. Who's this from?
This is from Adam from Jackson.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and his Small Bill co-stars take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
We're going to watch every episode.
Join us. It's Big Talk.
You remember when I had to shave my head?
Oh, I think I was angry with this one.
On Smallville.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
The scene you did, and this is the one that got me fired.
Okay.
What?
Here we go.
I love the excursions with me and Welling.
It's everything that Superman stands for.
It's Talkville.
Talkville, we always talk about it. It's a great thing.
The Smallville Rewatch Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.